Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And Merry Christmas. Thank you for allowing us to come into your home on Christmas Day. It's a big, huge honor for Gloria and for me and for all of us here at this ministry. So today, let's open our Bibles to the Gospel of Luke. And let's go to, All right, let's begin. Here in this first chapter, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abijah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass, don't you like that? It came to pass, I like that. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and you'll call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he'll be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elias to turn, boy, the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah said unto the angel, "Whereby shall I know this? For I'm an old man, and my wife stricken in years." And the angel answering him said unto him, "I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because you believe not my words." And he had to close his mouth because he really didn't believe it. So he had to shut him up where he couldn't say anything else. And if you notice it, over that period of time, he lost his hearing too. Anyway, he came out and could not speak unto them. They perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his administration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. After those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, "Thus saith the Lord, thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked upon me to take away my reproach among men." And the 6th month of the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in to her and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored, and the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." Whew. Yes. "For thou found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. and he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Now, I want you to notice the difference between what Zechariah said and what Mary said. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, your cousin Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. I like that. With God nothing shall be impossible. Who are you with? I'm with God. Amen. Now listen to what she said. Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed. Look at the difference. How am I going to know this? And she said, I don't understand it, but be it done unto me as you have spoken. She humbled herself. And then you know the rest of the story. He had, by this, that name signs, it came to pass that on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child. And they called Zacharias after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, there is none of your kindred that is called by that name. And they made signs to the father how he should be called. So I suggest this to you. He stayed in that state of unbelief until his hearing went along with it. But now watch. They made signs unto his father how he had called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, his name is John. And they marveled all, and his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spoke and praised God. He spoke and praised God. That should be our testimony. We speak and praise God. Praise. I heard the Lord say one time, praise is the big gun of faith. To praise and worship. Just praise him and worship him. And I just fell on my face. I'd been reading about the full armor of God. And I just was almost overwhelmed of it. That's the armor of God. Amen. So when you pray, suit up. And put the faceplate down. Because the Lord said to me, that's my fighting suit. You put the faceplate down and you don't speak anything but faith, then the devil can't tell whether it's you or me. But you put that down and then you start whining. Well, no. You got somebody else's clothes on. Did you ever see those pictures of a full suit of armor? And the front of the armor is always a six-pack right there. And some guy had to squeeze into that Make him look good. Sure it does. And above all, taking the shield of faith, where you can quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked or all of the missiles. Back in the day, the longbow, and you'd take that thing and dip the end of it in something like kerosene or coal oil and pull that thing and let it go. And a fiery arrow would fall. The Apostle Paul got that from the Roman soldier. Above all, taking the shield of faith. And the Romans had what they call the turtle maneuver. They would hook their shields together like this and start moving as one unit. And the fiery arrows would just bounce off of the top of their shields of armor. So the apostle took that and wrote that to the Ephesians. Glory to God. Above all. Well, that two meanings. It's impossible to please God without faith. We know that from the book of Hebrews. And we know from the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, faith is now the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And the Amplified Classic says, the title deed of those things hoped for and the guarantee, title deed and guarantee of the things you can't see. So God didn't, and it talks about God creating. Well, when he put this universe into motion, one translation said he propelled this universe at the speed of light. The first 24 hours, 186,000 miles a second. The sun wasn't created until 4 days later. Praise God. So he propelled, he slung it into place. Something like 14, 15 billion miles of universe in 24 hours. Whew. Well, why all these other planets and so forth? They should have, I like to say it like this, the Earth was the pilot project. Had Adam even repented, and God gave him time to repent, and his answer was, that woman you gave me. He blamed it on God. Well, read the book. He wasn't off somewhere in the garden. No, it says she gave him to eat beside her. And so the first sin, it dropped. The light line. And then they were frightened. And they sewed together fig leaves. So in the garden, I've seen artists paint an apple. I didn't say anything about an apple. It was fig leaves. It was a fig tree. And that fig tree in the book of Mark got blamed for it. And Jesus cursed it. It was an opportunity then. Peter said, Master, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Have faith in God. Have the faith of God. Let's turn over there, Mark 11. Praise God. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up by the roots. Peter, calling to remember, saith unto him, Master, behold the fig tree, or look at the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Jesus, answering again, saith unto them, Have faith in God. The cross reference says, have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever, this is a whosoever thing, whosoever shall say, unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, so he just turned around and put it into motion right there. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you'll have them. When? When you pray. Not when you see it. That's faith. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your heavenly Father which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. That's good news. Now, let's go over to 1 John. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. First John chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes. You'd call that a personal witness, wouldn't you? He was at the cross. And Jesus said, behold your mother. Woman, behold your son. And so he took care of Jesus' mother. And he outlived all of the others. He was the apostle of love. Our hands have handled the word of life. For the life was manifested that we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was in the Father and manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. And if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. You remember Jesus said, you'll know the truth will make you free. He didn't say it set you free. He said it'll make you free. Hallelujah. Well, that night in North Little Rock, I was free and didn't know it because I was scripturally literate. Now, look at this now. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate or an attorney with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation or the sacrifice for our sins. And not for this, just ours only, but for the whole world. Hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Praise God. And you've heard me tell this story in South Florida, and I lost my temper. And I didn't cuss, but I thought about it. Anyway, I won't go into all that. But anyway, I was just walking around the room there. I said, Lord, I'm not going over there. You just have to get you another boy. And right down there, anybody, any Christian, if you develop your ear to hear, you can hear his voice. And I prayed in the spirit there a little while, and I heard it in here. Didn't you confess that before me? Yes, sir. Didn't you turn to 1 John chapter 1 and confess that before me? I said, yes, sir. Well, a great revelation came. He said, Kenneth, when you confess that sin, it's not when I found out about it. No. He said, that's when you got rid of it. And it broke all of that. And the freedom came up in me. So listen, let me tell you something. Right here on Christmas Day, if there's anyone in your life, just go before the Lord and see. Are you holding anything against anyone? Well, Brother Copeland, you don't know what they did to me. I know what it's doing to you now. They've probably forgotten all about it. But it just keeps coming up over and over and over and over and over again. So pray about it. Go to these verses and believe you receive your forgiveness, not because you feel like it, but because it's backed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. This man, John, was a witness. And we're out of time. We'll be back in just a minute. Hallelujah.
The 2025 calendar is here, a gift from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Experience your year come alive with this daily companion of God's goodness. Each month showcases the beauty of God's creation alongside powerful scriptures, keyword definitions, and encouraging insights that illuminate your path to the good life He has given through His Son, Jesus Christ. Join believers worldwide in our daily Bible reading plan. Together we'll grow in understanding of God's Word like never before, united in faith and purpose. Stay connected with your KCM family. Mark your calendar for powerful events throughout 2025, whether you join us in person or experience the anointing online. Track holidays and national observances, making each day an opportunity to celebrate His faithfulness. Let every moment be filled with purpose and promise. As 2025 comes alive, let it be your year of spiritual growth, surrounded by the beauty of His creation and the power of His Word. Be sure to request your free 2025 Kenneth Copeland Ministries calendar at kcm.org.uk/TV special or when you call 01225-787-310. Use this calendar to plan your faith goals, read through the Bible in 1 year, and find a list of KCM events coming soon. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
I know you believe in God, but has there ever been a moment in your life where you specifically made Jesus Christ of Nazareth your Lord and Savior? Now, Jesus said this in the 3rd chapter of John. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. And He said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. He that believeth on him, and so forth. Praise. Now, two things. Whosoever believes on him. And he said here, talking to Nicodemus, you must be born again. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom. He which is born of the flesh is flesh, but he that's born of the Spirit is spirit. This Father, in the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, please. Father, in the name of Jesus, I accept Jesus Christ of Nazareth as my Lord and Savior.
I accept Jesus Christ of Nazareth as my Lord.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. I believe I'm a new creature. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And he who knew no sin was made to be sin. That I might be made the righteousness of God in him. Come into my heart.
Take over my life.
I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. According to John 3, 16 and 17.
I believe it.
I receive it.
And I receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit
to overflowing. Now, we have two things. He did it all for you, this devotional, and how to read through the New Testament and the Psalms and so forth, and then the new 2025 calendar. Whoa. And in 2025 will come alive. Glory to God. So, join us up today. Always remember this. Every day of the world, God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord. Yes, he is. Merry Christmas.
If you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Email us at partners@kcm.org.uk and receive your free salvation package.